Good morning, Laurie.
So tell me about the art of tasting chocolate.
Well, it's my goal to try and get people to actually enjoy the experience of eating chocolate, not just, as you say, to throw it back in the mouth. And I think most men are guilty of that. I know my husband is. He often doesn't even look at the chocolate. It just goes straight into the back of the throat. But we women, I think, appreciate the wrapper that the chocolate comes in, or if it's a beautiful box. That's part of the experience, because chocolate should excite all of our senses.
Even with the wrapper.
Because the wrapper, as you can see in the chocolate I brought for you to taste from Venezuela, actually the chocolate is made in the UK, but it's made of Venezuelan beans. And it's a beautiful wrapper. They've actually got original artwork on their four different beans.
There is a gorgeous picture of an owl on this. It's a nice little drawing. Actually, we'll take a picture of it and put it up on our Facebook page, and you can see it, of this lovely Venezuelan chocolate. All right, so the wrapper is part of it. But
okay,
what about the actual chocolate? Because I must admit, I'm more the chocolate. <That's>
okay,
<cool.
laughs> so then we, whether, say for instance, if it's a bar, they usually come in a foil wrapper,
mm-hmm,
right? Okay, so we open the foil wrapper, we hear the foil making some noise, so that gets us excited. Right? You know, and it's the same thing if you're unwrapping a piece of chocolate. Yeah. You hear that rustling, right?
It's a cue.
Okay, then we put it to the nose. And it's just like with wine. We inhale the bouquet. So I'm going to take a little piece of this chocolate. I'm going to pass it to you.
Let's see.
I would like you to smell it.
Smell the chocolate. All right. I'll take this little piece here.
And then take a small piece. Now, don't put it in your mouth yet. Okay. I know it's tempting, but smell it. Can you smell the beautiful floral? Isn't it beautiful? Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a little bit of a bite, and we're going to shoot that chocolate to the roof of our mouth.
Right.
And then it's slowly going to melt. And as it melts, all the flavor notes will come alive.
Okay, let's bite. Flavor notes.
Mm-hmm.
What? Tell me about the notes.
Well, this is from, as I mentioned, it's a Venezuelan bean. And I've never had this particular bean. It's called Puerto Cabello. And it's a Puerto Cabello cacao tree that makes this delicious chocolate. And the chocolate maker that we are tasting today is an artisanal chocolate maker from the UK who only makes four different bars. And so they specialize in making the best of the beans that they're using. And they've actually won, as you can see on the wrapper, they've actually won an international award from the International Chocolate Awards that are given out in London every year. So they're not just playing around here. They actually, it's a science to bring out the best notes of that particular chocolate.
Absolutely beautiful. So this kind of artisan chocolate, how much of a market is there for it compared to those shiny red boxes at the drugstore?
You know what? There's a growing market for artisanal chocolate, because I think more and more people, just like with fine wine, fine cheeses, and other gourmet goods, are starting to appreciate the quality that is associated with artisanal and with bean-to-bar. And our own Constance Pop here in Winnipeg is now doing some bean-to-bar chocolate bars. So I'm saying to people that live in the area, go and check out her bars, because she does some excellent work as well. But people that are looking to taste flavors of the world are looking to different countries, because I'd like to put six different chocolate makers in the room with the six same beans, and their bars will all taste slightly different because of the roasting process, because of the tempering process, because of everything that they do to the chocolate.
Well, let's get back to our lesson. I see you brought another kind of chocolate.
I did. Now, this one is from Denman Island on Vancouver, or, you know, in BC. And I wanted to bring a BC chocolate because I know you love BC, and I know that it was your birthday this week, so you're getting to keep all this chocolate.
Oh, thank you.
And so this one here is very different. Now, as you can notice from the bar, it's twice as thick as the other chocolate, just about. Okay? Now, I prefer personally the thinner chocolates because, number one, they have that lovely snap.
Yes.
Number two, they fit better inside our mouths. And number three, they melt a little bit nicer. But this chocolate, the Denman Island one, is infused with espresso.
Wow.
And I thought that would be rather exciting. So I'm going to just break off one piece and then give the rest to you.
All right. It's important.
To enjoy.
Somebody has to do it, as they say.
Absolutely. Now, as you can see, this is a little going to be a little tougher to break apart, to bite, and to eat. So that's why I prefer the thinner ones. But yeah, you can hear a little bit of a snap, but not the same kind of snap we had with the thin one.
I can smell the coffee. See, I'm smelling.
Wake
I'm
up
not
and
like
smell
firing
the coffee.
It in my mouth.
There you go.
Yes. Well, it's early in the morning. Mm-hmm. That's all wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Be good with coffee, probably.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That is delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very coffee-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. So tell me about this one.
Tell me with my mouth full. So what they've done here is they've taken coffee beans that have been roasted in the espresso nature, and they've infused them right into the cacao, into the chocolate. And so it's wonderful because you're getting a very pure chocolate, but it's infused with something natural. So what I'd like people to really think about when they're buying their chocolate is read the label, just like you read the label on other kinds of food. And you'll notice when you read the label of artisanal chocolate, the first ingredient will always be cacao, or it'll either say cocoa mass, cocoa liquor, not alcohol, but that's just the word that they use for that liquid form of pure chocolate. And that should always be your number one ingredient. The number two ingredient is likely to be organic cane sugar, and then perhaps some other kind of flavor enhancement. So it's a pure natural food that is actually good for you when you are eating this kind of chocolate.
And I suppose it tends to be a little more expensive than what you'd pick up at the drugstore.
It does.
But you don't need to eat a lot of it.
No. And see, that's the ideal thing about good quality chocolate. Usually, one square will satisfy. And particularly if you're having that square with a glass of wine or something like Malbec, that is just the match made in heaven.
Well, that sounds like a very good Valentine's suggestion, a little Malbec and a little bit of chocolate.
Absolutely.
Well, I think I need to practice a lot more, a lot more. So thank you very much for bringing this chocolate. It's certainly not going home with you, Doreen.
You're very, very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.